Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. On a midsummer day, a flock of about 40 mergansers swims along the edge of a small coastal pond. They favor the shallows and the margins of the water weeds. There are hungry eagles about, and the vegetation provides some cover. This is no ordinary flock. It's comprised almost entirely of young of the year, big merganser ducklings banded together in a creche. Hiding in the tall grass at the pond's edge, I wait for the flock to circle around so I can get a better look. There are a few adults mixed in, females with a noticeable crest on their heads. They are essentially babysitters. A variety of different birds will form creches, aggregations of young. Some penguins do this, Canada geese, and some terns. Flamingos also do this, and parents will return to the creche to feed their young. It was once thought that adults indiscriminately fed the young, but observations show adult flamingos find and feed their own young. Terns recognize their own young by their voices and calls. Birds aren't the only animals to form creches. Spectacled caiman, a South American crocodile, raise their young in creches, one female taking care of her own as well as others' offspring. Lions also form creches, and females within a pride will provide mutual protection and even nurse each other's cubs. Merganser chicks, like other ducklings, don't need a lot of care. They hatch out pretty capable of swimming and feeding themselves. A few adults keep watch for predators and help keep the creche together. In a few months, these young ducks will be adult size and ready for their first winter. Sounds wild, I'm Riley Woodford.